So, I guess first, now that we got Blake back, we're gonna have Blake take us through on what he's been doing for the past 12 hours on this date. So,
oh, the date.
So, Blake,
dating it up.
Where did you want to take this girl, Vicky?
We are gonna go to Golden Corral.
To a buffet.
We are truly Ghostbusters.
Hey, we got a budget.
Yeah. Pool took his girlfriend to medieval times.
Right? Hey, girlfriend is a strong word. Do not let her hear that.
Date. Took his date. Took his date to medieval times. So go ahead and give me one. Just give me one d6 roll or whatever, and we'll figure out what happened on you wanting to go to Golden Crown.
Two. We do not get to Golden Crown.
No. She says that she has a favorite restaurant that she would rather go to, she would die to go to, and it's about to close, so you need to give me a moves roll to make sure that you get there on time.
So I'm letting her choose?
Yeah, this is her choose. She's good. She's
remember, you're after love.
She goes, oh, that's Golden Corral?
I gotta compromise.
Yeah, she's like, Golden Corral? I'd rather kind of go somewhere else.
Like, but I've never been. I hear they have a chocolate fountain.
Okay, yeah, you make it to where she wants to go to her favorite restaurant. Let's just say.
What's that?
Let's say it's barbecue. She wants barbecue food. So you get to her favorite barbecue place. Go ahead and give me one regular D6 roll. Two, again, okay.
You love that too.
Okay, apparently the meat that you had wasn't cooked thoroughly, so you get sick. You're gonna have to give me a muscles roll. Give me your muscles roll to see if you can not throw up. That's gonna be a ghost out of you. You only got one in muscles.
Oh, dude.
Dude, spin the brownie points. Spin the brownie points.
No.
Dude. I don't care this much.
Oh, nice. Okay, yeah, no, you hold that down. That's, yeah.
That's some willpower. Good job, yeah. Man.
Okay, oh, so, where so was God for the finale,
where was he?
Give me one D6 roll, regular D6. We'll see what happens. God. Two again.
Not two, jeez.
Okay, this is just similar to what happened to Pool. Let's say that because you've been struggling to keep your food down, because this was
gotta count
good,
for something with her.
It's so hard to keep that food down. You would concentrate, it takes so much energy. You're starting to fall asleep because you've gotten sick at this point. So you're in order to stay awake to complete this date, she's gonna invite you inside, but you're about to fall asleep. So you need to give me another muscles roll to see if you can stay, force yourself to stay awake to complete the day.
You might just go throw up, and then can I just roll to just?
It's too late. It's too late now, right. Man. You've kept it down. So yeah, give me your muscles, which you know. What's your muscles?
One.
Your muscles is one. All right, give me a.
Ghost eye or regular.
It has to be. Has to be ghost eye.
I threw up on her.
No, that's not
on her. You didn't ghost eye.
You didn't ghost eye, so you didn't puke. So you were invited in. You went inside. You fell asleep on the couch because you just couldn't take it. So
it's like, can we go to Golden Corral? And she's like, I really want to go.
Can we just go to Golden Corral?
So I want to get barbecue, and you got sick and fell asleep on the couch.
Yeah. We didn't get to go to Golden Corral.
No, I mean the date went okay considering, but you did fall asleep, so you didn't get to achieve your goal. So I will say that the date didn't go bad. So it's not, you know, you can try again.
Sounds like a terrible date.
Yeah. Terrible for you, but as far as she's concerned, nothing was wrong.
All right.
Okay, so it's like the next day. Blake came back, I guess the next morning after sleeping at Vicky's house. Nina tells you about several phone calls that you guys have gotten, one of which is from Felicia Silver with a Cult of Veritas saying, if you guys are ready, she'll give you the time and the place to have you guys inducted into their society. Yeah. You get a call. Nina answers it, and she says it's the Orlando Police Department, and she says that it's a Detective Whitewood. Wants to speak to one of you guys.
Okay.
Yeah, Joseph. That's Joseph.
Does anyone in particular want to talk to him? Just like,
well, let's not have our fast talk because she went there for it. Yeah, I guess I'll talk to him.
Okay. Yeah, he's just like, hey, this is Detective Whitewood. I just thought I should update you guys. I've just been brought onto a case of Kamal Bayupkis. It's like apparently. You had a run-in with him, like, in the intersection with the taxi cab and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
He escaped custody, and he's on the loose. We were just wondering if you knew anything about his whereabouts or anything about him. Apparently, the people who were at the airport locked him in a room, you know, after doing some interrogation and stuff. They came back. He's gone, and it's very mysterious. We don't really know how he got out. But we just want to know if you had any information on him that maybe that we didn't have.
We have his hotel room key, right?
Yeah. But we can go through our records and see any data or investigate or look through any data that we collected.
Well,
case.
All the data that you got from his hotel room was all like in like this Arabic like language that you guys couldn't decipher. Now you could go and do that, but as far as you guys doing it now, you guys still don't know what any of it really means. but you did kind of do that illegally. Like, you
right, that's why I'm saying we'll go through any data that he collected in that particular case.
Detective Whitewood is more or less sort of concerned that he didn't come after you guys. Was like, he's more of like, look, as long as you guys haven't seen him, I just want to make you aware that this guy is out.
I feel so bad for anybody who tries to attack us in our sleep, and we have giant nuclear accelerators on our back.
He says, I have no reason to think that he's dangerous. I just wanted to give you guys an update because...
We'll give you a call.
Yeah, it's because I work with missing persons reports and stuff. This has now come up to my desk, and I saw that you guys were attached, so I figured, I'll deal with you guys once.
Well, we haven't heard anything. We'll go through our reports and see if there's any information that we can get to you that would be helpful.
So, yeah.
In the meantime, if we hear anything, or vice versa, let us know if you think that there's something that we personally can help professionally.
That's why I call.
Or if he just shows up, we don't have to worry anymore.
So, the only thing I have, like, that's lined up right now is the thing with Felicia Silver and the Occulto Veritas. If you guys wanted to schedule, or at least call and, like, let her know that you guys are ready.
Tell her that we're interested, we're gonna go, now, is she trying to schedule, like, an induction ceremony?
Yes.
Or is this, like, I imagine this organization won't give us a ton of information unless we're members, but...
Is there food?
That's basically
my question.
Yeah. She tells you before, she's like, it's a simple induction ceremony, there's food, and
there's a buffet.
Yeah.
Yes.
Is there a chocolate fountain?
I was going to say.
Because you have a lady friend you'd like to bring along.
You can't bring a lady friend along. This is super closed off. This is very exclusive. This is like, there's only like 2,000, well, I didn't think it was 2,000, so there's only like 4,000 members on the planet who are members of this cult. So it's like, you know.
He said cult.
It's a cult of Veritas. It is a cult. Yeah, it's a cult. It's not a cult of like religious worship. It's a cult of wanting to understand the supernatural.
It's a cult of personality.
You could say that. Yeah. She tells the five of you or whoever's on the phone. She goes, okay, the five of you be on this street corner at this time.
Dress sexy.
She's not dressed sexy. She's just be on the street corner at this time and don't be late. All
right.
Now, I know the proton packs aren't exactly subtle, but I feel like we should go into this situation not unarmed. Unfortunately, we don't have a proton pistol, so what do you guys think?
Well, I think we should bring them, because they'd be very interested.
Interested parties. Okay.
Exactly.
Okay.
I mean, that'll be the reason we tell them.
But it's so, if we even, like, they're trying to lock us in, we can bring in the Bozar and dart that door open.
So,
okay.
Also, the slime suit, did it come with gloves?
Yeah.
I bring the gloves with me.
Okay, yeah, you can easily, keep those in a pocket and whatever.
So are we wearing, like, fancy?
Well, you're wearing regular clothes. You can wear whatever you want.
No, right? You know what, I'm going Ghostbusters 2 court scene, full suit, with the proton pack on.
Suit with the pack
yes,
on.
Yes, yes.
All right,
yes.
I mean, absolutely.
I'll do the same then. This is like a press meeting almost.
Yeah. Okay, sure. So you guys show up.
Except
oh,
for you don't have the, we don't have the Ecto-1. So.
You have to drive out to the street corner. Mm-hmm. So the Ecto-1 is parked safely nearby.
Okay.
You know. So you guys are out there. It's like probably like 8:30, like 8:30, 9 o'clock.
we all show up in uniform except for Bjorn, that he shows up wearing scuba gear.
So you guys are out on the street corner. It's like she said to meet there at 9 o'clock. So it's getting close to 9 o'clock. It's dark out, but you guys have your suits on and you got your proton packs and your gear on, which is kind of funny sight or whatever. A long black limousine pulls up. And the back window rolls down, and it's Miss Silver, and she's like, you guys can't bring any of that stuff. You guys can't bring any of that equipment.
We thought you guys would be interested in knowing more about it.
Not for your induction ceremony. This is more of a formal affair, actually, so.
Don't feel comfortable.
Alright,
But she opens the door to the limo, even the limo driver gets out. Has it already, like, the cap and the suit and everything, and he lays a little red carpet that leads up into the limo, so he's just like, you know, really.
And we're like, we don't feel comfortable. He goes, it's okay. I'm a limo driver.
You can still bring some of the gear, like the PKA mirrors, and run if it looks,
you can put a
PKA, looks shifty.
You can put a PKA mirror in your jacket, no
right.
way to go.
You know. Starts to look shifty, we can,
Alright,
we can PKE them.
Because she sees that you guys are all dressed up in the gear, like, you have your suits on, but she sees that you're on the gear. She's like, she more specifically says, this pack, you can't bring that in. So, as far as the goggles are concerned, she doesn't seem to mind as much.
Alright.
Okay, we need to secure the Ecto-1,
yeah.
Alright, I guess I'll bring my goggles.
Because you can clip that on your belt, and it can be, like, under your jacket, can't really see it. But her biggest concern was, like, slime, this giant slime pack, you know, and, like, these proton packs. So you guys get in, and when you get inside, she closes the door, and, like, you know, there's, like, a little bar and, like, a little TV in there and everything. It's a nice limo. Right. So you're in there. It's a really nice limo, but you notice that the windows are tinted, so you can't see out. And she's like, yeah, you may have noticed, the windows are tinted. We do this for all new members. You know, you're not really supposed to see where the meeting's taking place until you become a member. But this is, you know, this is your guys' induction.
You guys bought an entire car just for that?
We have a lot of money.
Ching.
That's why they're willing to pay you.
Thankfully we all have smartphones. I mean, like, we can find out where we are pretty quickly if we need to. So.
You do have, yeah, you got smartphones. Okay. Like,
I discreetly turn on the GPS.
So you're driving for like maybe like 23 minutes. You feel the limo dip down like it's going into like a parking garage or something like that, and then you know it's moving, turning like it's in a parking garage. Finally, when it stops, you know it gets quiet, but then the engine shuts off and Miss Silver's like, "Okay, we're here." So she opens the door, you get out, and it's like a private garage. It's not like a huge parking garage. It's
filled
like
with armed men shooting at us.
No. It's like a private garage. There's no one in it yet. So she leads you through this doorway, and it's like in a very nice sort of lobby looking space, but there's no windows, and there's a very nice elevator. She leads you into the elevator. You go up for like several flights. So you're going up for a while. Finally, when the doors open, it's just like a huge area that makes the Citrus Club look like, look like the social club, for Titusville. It's like this place is very swank. It's super upper class. Like everything here costs. This room looks like it costs a couple million.
I shouldn't have worn a clip on.
Guys. No, you're feeling that vibe. You're like, I shouldn't have worn a clip on. And there's a good amount of people sort of mingling. It's very quiet. There's like a four-string quartet, like it's cellist and everything.
I feel like a boss.
Yeah, you do.
Coming in here because it's not like I don't feel underdressed because these people wanted us.
Yeah, no,
it's
we
true.
Are the party.
When you walk in, Miss Silver leads you in because she's in front, and she's like, "Everyone, I'd like to introduce these the Ghostbusters that we've invited. This is the induction tonight is for them." And everyone turns like a lot of old people and stuff, but all people like great golf clap.
And the Monopoly man turns to see our dress and goes, "Who is this guy?"
Yeah, true. That's exactly how it feels. Like, so you guys are enjoying, you're kind of mingling a little bit. There's champagne, there's like free food. It's like a nice little buffet, but it's weird fancy food, you know.
Where is the chocolate fountain?
It's at the end of the table.
Oh, there is a chocolate fountain.
It's a good chocolate. It's
a good like all five of us are huddled around.
I just come back, I'm like, shit, guys, it's a diamond chocolate fountain over there. We all
eat. They're all over there, and I'm like,
no, strawberries like this.
No, it's like I don't need to have specific German chocolates. If you want the Godiva chocolate fountain, you can have that garbage.
Did you bring that out here?
So you're talking to everyone, you're mingling throughout the night, you know, you're there for like maybe a good 30 minutes or so, and it's a bunch of weirdos. I mean, you know, they seem like nice people.
Weirdos.
Yeah, they're very strange. They're all asking lots of questions about, you know, ghosts and everything, and you guys are answering as best as you can. Felicia Silver's like, alright, so if you guys, we're just gonna start the ceremony, it's very simple. If you just come up over onto this stage that we have. And
you just
like,
put this chip in your skull.
Open your mouth, put this in
there. Drink this Kool-Aid.
So she stands you guys up there, and she's like, all right, all we really have to do, you just go around, and you just, you know, you take a sip from this fancy gold cup that we have.
And what is it?
It's just wine.
Could someone pull out a PKE?
Yeah, you can PKE, it's normal. There's nothing wrong with it.
Cool.
Can we just have, like, by the end of the night, Wall over in a corner having these old guys falcon punching? Because that would be
you
awesome.
Can, you know, we'll
that would be awesome.
Once the ceremony's over, I'll leave it up to you guys. But basically, you guys, I mean, if you guys are all cool with it, you just take a sip of this thing. They have a very old gentleman, while you guys are getting ready to take a sip of this stuff, they have an old gentleman come out, and he's, like, wearing these long flowing robes. He does look like some sort of grand wizard or whatever, but he does say a few words to welcome you guys and to say that he hopes this is the beginning of a nice, long, prosperous friendship among you guys, and you guys can drink from the ceremonial cup. And he says, all right, you guys are now members, so go ahead and mingle among your fellow brethren. And when you at this point, if you want to go to the bar...
I'm going to the bar.
Yeah. And start making, it's like, all right, and we're having fun, all right, check
exactly,
this out. Yeah,
exactly.
So, but several members do approach you, and they're just like, hey, you know, because they all, you guys are kind of minor celebrities here. So everyone wants to meet you and at least get stories from you and everything. But several of them say, hey, if you guys ever need anything done, I work down at this office, I do this. They're offering you their help. One guy, he says that he works, he wouldn't get very specific about his job, because he works in linguistics. So if you guys come across any ancient books or anything written in different texts and different tomes, he would like to decipher it for you as long as he gets a copy when it's done or whatever. But he's like, if there's anything like that, you guys let me know, because I'm into collecting books for the club here.
That's very interesting, and we will be contacting you very shortly. We actually have a case that we think he may be some use.
Oh, okay, great. So he hands you his card, but it's just, you know, it just has like a name and phone number on it. It's nothing, everything, they're not really revealing a lot of personal details about themselves, but regardless, you make that contact. And then when the night's over, she takes you back, drop back off at the corner. So you guys make it back to the firehouse after all this. You guys get a phone call from Ghostbuster headquarters in New York. And Janine explains. I guess, let's say it's Janine and Nina.
I'm just watching.
Yeah, it's like, did she mention me?
he's like, I spoke to her last week. Does she remember?
So anyway, they're talking, and afterwards, Nina hangs up. She's like, okay, so she explains to you guys. Basically, the Ghostbusters, New York, they've been wanting to open up even more franchises because you guys have been doing pretty good. You know, you've been bringing like a lot of business or whatever. And there are other franchises around the country, but none of them have been doing quite as good as you guys because you guys have been doing some pretty crazy stuff.
This is an ill omen.
Yeah, she says, but they do want to open up their first major franchise in Europe. And since they can't do one for every city of every country, they want to open up a major one to take care of all of Europe.
For the big jobs, only?
Yeah, exactly. No, exactly. If you're just
going to Europe.
Like Central Europe?
No. She says what they want to do is like they want to make like a specialist task force for Europe. And they want to, the Ghostbusters of New York wondering if it'd be okay for them to fly out to Orlando so you guys can train them with what you know. Because the Ghostbusters of New York, they're all older and they're kind of busy. If you guys agree to train these specialist guys for the European...
A group of five guys
to be like the specialist task force for bigger things in Europe or whatever. If you agree to do this, yeah, they'll make your franchise fees super low, pretty much close to nothing. And they will offer you first chance over other franchises for new equipment.
So
that's a good deal.
Done.
Yeah.
So they say, okay, well then, they'll be there in a week.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
So you're settling down, you bring in the proton packs back in. Blake's cell phone rings. Your cell phone rings and you see it was your date, it's Vicky.
Oh.
And so you answer and she is terrified. She's frantic and she's screaming. She says that she's being chased on the UCF campus because she's a student. She's a student at UCF. She's being chased on the campus by some ghost or something, and it's terrifying, and she's begging for your help.
Flip the lights, let's go, man.
Based on a hunch, I'm gonna stop by a convenience store and just pick up some stuff. And
if it's an emergency, then, I mean, whatever.
Just really quick, like, I'm gonna run in, run out.
Okay, you do it.
He's got like a slur.
What did you
mean? I'm saving that for later.
Oh, it's gonna be
okay. You get whatever you wanted to get in your little bag, I guess.
He's gonna use it against
bag.
Me. I know what he's gonna need. Something bad to me.
So she's like on the phone still, like trying to describe where she is, where she's hiding, because she's trying to stay quiet because she's like, there's four of them that are. If you're trying to ask her, she says it looks like the statues that are around campus have been come to life and they're chasing her. So.
What do the statues look like?
They're knights.
The knights. I cannot wait.
Yeah. So you pull up.
Are the things chasing her on horseback as well, or just the knights?
You're on horseback.
Okay.
So you guys get there, you pull up, and I'm assuming you guys are unless you want to specify that you took the time. Otherwise, I'm assuming you guys are still in your suits.
Yes. No. Even
yeah,
if we
I'm
have
in a
time,
suit.
I'm still in my suit.
Yeah.
But you still got your gloves.
Yeah, in my back pocket.
Yeah.
And I pulled all the stuff out of the car.
Okay, so you got all that with you. You're in your suits. You got your protective packs on. Go ahead and just pick your packs or your slime pack or whatnot.
Right. I'm gonna slime tether shit out of some ghost
statues.
So you're like on your cell phone trying to figure out where she is and everything. You guys eventually meet up with her and she's like, hiding. She's telling you guys to be quiet and get down and everything. And she just says, she's like, I don't know what happened. I was like, I was just studying late and I forgot, like, time got by me. I didn't realize how late it was. And when I was getting ready to go back to my car, I just heard the hoof, the hoof prints of these horses, and I turned and there was just four of them. They were the statues. And they just started chasing after me, and I ran, and I've been trying to run from that ever since.
So now were they actually statues, or did it look like ghosts resembling the statues?
They look like statues. So while you're down there, you're kind of like hunkered down like behind like this low level wall with like this pot of plants. Sure enough, you see one of them just kind of wandering, like looking around. But he hasn't seen you guys yet. But he looks like he was one of the statues that just sort of come to life. He has like a ghostly aura around him that you can actually
see.
So
you don't need to get...
if you put it on, you might see more. But like, as far as you can see, this is a statue, like a metal. This one's actually like made of metal. Statue that's kind of clanking around.
Flip down my
goggles down.
And
yeah, if you... I'll get to that. I'll say, when you see this one guy on horse, he's got like a sort of a blue glowing energy when you're not looking through the goggles. It's just sort of like almost like smoky coming off him. When you put it on, you definitely see an ectoplasmic energy. It is ripe in this guy. Like he's bursting with it.
Okay.
And it is in the shape of the statue riding the horse. Like both the horse and this guy, because it's all one statue.
Yeah.
But the whole thing is glowing, and it's strong. Yeah, so what do you guys want to do?
I'm going to take Vicky to safety and also have her have the administration sign some waivers.
All right, well, as far as, I mean, if you want to take her away, you take her to safety. You take her to her car if you want, because, like, that's what she was trying to get anyway. But as far as administration goes, the campus is basically shut down. Like, there's, you know, if you want to talk to, like, someone who's in charge, this is, like, 11 o'clock at night.
It's not our, we're not vigilantes.
Well, we can also get we'll touch of security, and security can get us in touch with the administration also. I mean, this is a security issue.
Yeah. So we should get in touch with security. You know?
So you want to sneak her away, and then just sort of, if Blake, if you want to get Vicky away, just give me your sneak roll. All
right.
14, and a ghost eye. Let me take a look. You sneak away with Vicky, and you lead her back to the car, and I guess you're gonna tell her to go home. You know, you're gonna take, you know, whatever.
Take it easy. Yeah.
Yeah. When she starts up the car and drives away back where you guys are, this knight hears it, and you just see his head immediately snap to where that is. Vicky gets away, you see her drive off safely. As you start to walk back, you just see this knight on horseback sprinting for you on his horse. So it's coming right at you. So I'm not gonna ask for a dodge roll necessarily, because he's far enough away, you can see it. So if you wanna run or something, or you just tell me what
it's
you want
to
do.
Time to be vigilante.
Time to be vigilante? You're just gonna start open, you wanna open fire on this guy?
It's coming at me pretty threatening.
Now,
also, the rest of us were watching it.
Yeah, you see that it's running
for him.
You see it's running for him, so you guys can make a decision too.
Slime tether him.
I want to slime tether his legs. I'm just shooting, I just want to shoot a tether towards his legs.
Trip it, and I'll slime tether to the ground.
Okay.
Alright,
so I'm going to
be like Gulliver's Travels. We're like, but you feel pretty dumb now, don't you, Knight?
I'm going to look ahead of it and see if is there anything that I could maybe line a tether.
It's a little far, but you can do it. Yeah,
okay.
I mean, because you know that it sees Blake, because you can see Blake and this knight charging for him. So if you're quick enough, if you give me good enough.
Okay. I'm going to spend 3 breaths.
You totally get it. Yeah. You snap a line right across this guy's path. He goes, and his horse goes. Just like,
do they stay connected?
They seem to stay connected, because he just doesn't go flying off of it, but they all fall to the ground, to the side like this. So they're on the ground, so if you want to do your slime thing...
Yeah.
It's probably easier to have, he's not moving.
Yeah, I'm gonna
He's starting to try to get up, so if you want to try and, slime tether him down, now is the time to do that.
I'm gonna tether the horse.
While they're doing this, I can't help with this, I'm gonna run to an emergency call box.
Okay.
We need security out here, stat. This is the Ghostbusters. We need somebody in charge.
Okay, just give me a moose roll, just to make sure you get there. Because, in the meantime, you go ahead and you roll for the slime tether. Okay, yeah, you get him on the ground. Okay, so what did you get for him?
8.
Yeah, if he's held down, he's held down.
I'm just, he's not
regardless,
interested in me.
Yeah, regardless, you were running anyway, but, especially if he's held down, you make it, and you can make it to the call box.
I don't even say hello, when they answer and they go, "The security," I say, "This is the Ghostbusters." We have a serious danger issue on campus, and we need permission to deal with it, because one of your students called us in fear.
All right, and this security guard just like, all right, you're at call box 11. I'll be there in just a few minutes.
You need to hurry.
You need to be here in more a few seconds.
I want to set up a new tether.
Keep it, just keep the tether.
Yeah, yeah, I think we should be applying as many tethers to it as we possibly can to keep it down.
I think we should be slamming it to get the ghost out of it.
I don't think, I'm not getting this ghost out until we get paid.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
Does he have a weapon, a lance, a spear?
He has a lance, yes.
Okay, so...
on one of the little sidewalks on the horizon, you see the little flashing yellow light, and the golf cart comes rolling up, and he just so he rolls up, and he just
making as much noise as possible.
Yeah, he's not making any noise. It just because he just rolls up like a regular noise and everything, and someone heavy set guy gets out, and he's just like, all right, Ghostbusters, yeah, what's the situation here?
We part like the Red Sea, and show him this struggling statue under.
Yeah, and he's just like, holy crap. He's like, all right, well, are you guys gonna get rid of it? What are we doing?
We need you to sign a piece of paperwork allowing us to do so, otherwise we can't act on this.
He's like, I'm not exactly qualified. What is this for?
Make the call.
He's like, all right, okay. So he tries to call in, on his radio. He's like, we need to get, someone's permission down here, the Ghostbusters here. And he explains the situation as best as he can. The guy on the other side is like, we got to talk to a dean, we got to call somebody. So it's a lot of bureaucratic crap is going on. While this is happening, you see off in the distance another one on horseback. Just happens to be Black walking by, and he stops and he sees. He sees his buddy down on the ground. He just sees you guys there, and he just lines up his horse and he dons his lance to as a challenge. He's ready to go.
And I say to this guy, okay, Tell them that if they don't give us the okay in the next 10 seconds, we're going to sue them for safety issues. It's like, because so, they're putting our lives at risk.
Now, at this point, this guy sees this too.
Yeah.
He's like, he sees how serious this is.
I turn on
the pack. Yeah. He's like, he's like, screw it. And he just takes it. He just signs it. We'll make it work. Just do this. Take care of this, please.
Cool. Now we need a fan out to get on either side of it so we can tether it.
Yeah. Well, I'm gonna roast it.
I've done the poison dart this thing.
Yeah, poison dart. Yeah.
Oh yeah, true.
Yeah. So this thing. This guy is pretty scared. He like kind of like makes his way back, you know, trying to get away
from
this.
Go get somewhere safe now.
Yeah. So
the Ecto-1 is nearby.
It's like in the parking lot. Yeah. So it's nearby. If you wanted to run to it, yeah.
Shouldn't I do any driving because I have the drive skill?
Yeah. That's what I was planning on.
I'll drive and get out the other side and joust
it. I'm completely okay with it.
So should we do this?
I want to take my proton pack and at point blank range, I want to sever his hand from the lance.
It's not really wanting to come off. It's like, you know, you're trying to cut into it. You see this?
like a cutting torch.
Yeah, start cutting through it. I mean, like, it will cut through it, but it's not, this ain't nearly going fast enough. Like, this is gonna be a lot. He's waited long enough. And he's coming into a trot. Like,
I go to the car.
Okay.
All right, so.
I run back with him to the car.
So you're both going to the car? Are you all going to the car?
Like, yeah, you guys need to keep him held down.
I'm guarding the guy who's already down.
And he's running, so you don't really have that much time.
I want to spend a brownie point to run to the car.
Okay.
In time.
12 and a ghost. You both make it to the car. But now, because now you guys, the three of you, are still like standing over the one that's like tied down or whatever. As it's running, and as you guys run away, it sees that you guys are just sort of running away like cowards. So now it just sort of changes course while it's still running and just comes at the group of you three standing over its buddy.
I boson dart the fuck out of him.
Okay, all right, give me a move. Good roll. Yeah, you got him. You got him with the boson. And you do that, and it just sort of knocks him. It just knocks him down, like the entire thing. It knocks him actually off of his horse. So that guy gets knocked off his horse. You guys are still keeping this guy down. So you guys are at the car. Okay. Where did you want to get?
I'm hopping in immediately and kicking it on.
Hold on. He's separated from the horse. Does the horse stop moving?
Yeah, the horse is kind of... Well, the horse is on the ground, and it's they are still as one. Like they are both possessed. And the horse does try to get up on its own.
Act like a horse.
Oh, yeah. Okay. That's what I was trying to figure out. Yeah. If it was like...
The horse is acting like a horse. The knight is acting like a
horse. Of course, of course.
Funny, actually.
So you get in the car, you turn it on, you're in the Ecto-1. It wasn't that funny.
It's funny.
The horse is a horse, of course. It's pretty funny. I'll give it to him.
So you get in the Ecto-1, you turn it on, you rev the engine, I'm guessing, and you're ready to roll. What did you want to get?
I hop in the passenger seat, but it was like, just go. Let's get to the other knight. Because we didn't keep them separate.
Okay, so you just want to roll up onto the, you know.
Yeah.
Okay, so you just hop the curb, you get up on, you know, to this area. You wanted to meet up with them where the one's tied down?
No, we want to go to the one that was just knocked off his horse.
Okay, so you can see it. You saw that whole thing even happen. Mm-hmm. So you can just run up. So you want to roll up right up on top of him before you can get up? Or like, what was that?
Oh, I don't want to hit... Well, we've got a brush guard on the front of the car.
Yeah, we definitely
have. Let's hit him with the car a little bit just to knock him off his feet.
Yeah, you got him. You hit him just... Bam! He just... gets knocked back.
25!
Slides.
Yeah, he just slides in the grass.
Okay, I just want to hop out of the car. And while Briggs is using the car to kind of keep an eye on him, and like I want to walk around kind of wide away from the horse, and tag him with the boson dart while he's on the ground.
All right, go for it. Give me moves.
Pretty damn good shot. We had some good rolls.
21, 24.
Stop rolling ghost.
Yeah, he's down. You knocked this guy off his feet again as he's trying to get back up. This guy's down for the count. The metal of the statue is just smoking, and he's just like frozen on the ground, like still active, but he's not getting up.
Wait, you have a trap in the car, right? You're in the car.
Yeah, in the car.
I say, toss me the trap.
I toss him the trap.
I throw it next to him and open it. I know the horse is still like somewhere.
Okay, if you open the trap next to it, it's just laying there, so it's not. It doesn't suck it in. But this thing, as far as physically moving, it's not going anywhere. It's very weakly trying to like.
Oh, it's done.
I think we need to hit maybe slime him and then get capture streams on whatever comes out.
So it can barely move.
I'll hop out with my slime pack.
Yeah, because you've got one with you.
I just bring the.
But you guys don't have two capture streams, so. Yeah, I was gonna say, okay, there. So yeah, one of you stay with me, or one of you stay with me, and the other one run over to them.
Let's get the thing out of it.
So you slime, you don't even have to roll the slime, because you're right there, you can't. So you slime it, and it starts to, like, shake a little bit. Sure enough, a spirit pops out, not the shape of a knight or anything like that, but it is just sort of it's in the shape of a humanoid, but with no features, just completely like a dummy, like mannequin. Just has no...
That's terrifying, actually.
Yeah. So anyway, so it comes out, it's like, it's a full torso, no legs, but it is like, just featureless, and just like a mannequin, just comes
punch
out.
It!
So now would be the time, one of you, for either of you guys, to shoot this thing, so if you want to give me your
go for it, be on stead.
Damn.
You get it wrong.
You capture real good. It's like, it's not even floating anywhere.
You got that.
So who's
gonna jump
in?
Yeah, I have to do one too. Okay, so
it's good enough. You both got a capture. Trap's open. Both of you give me one more move roll. Get into the trap. You got it. Yeah, you get it in. Into the trap.
And then I'll put the trap in the car.
In the mobile container.
All right, guys. Do you think that we should slime this one first, or do you think we should start blasting with the statue? Like, I don't want to do like unnecessary property damage to these statues if we don't have to.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, we gotta go. Yeah, we should only do that in self-defense. Like,
yeah.
So we should just go slime it.
Slime it. Okay.
Yeah.
So all right. I guess.
Is the horse still up?
The horse?
Yeah.
Yeah, the horse is still kind of there, but it's like it's not. If you were to look through your goggles, you would see the like even without looking, because you could see there was a glow on it before. Uh-huh. The glow is fading. It's not looking around anymore, just kind of standing there now. So in a few minutes, it might just be a statue. Yeah.
All right, while it's got my back, I'm going to go ahead and slime it.
All right, you slime it. It doesn't want to close. It starts freaking out. The sliming gets him so angry.
Whoa!
He gets back up.
I proton pack it.
All right, yeah, you could. Yeah, she can't boson dart it, but you can definitely do use
them on the proton stream.
Five and a ghost.
That's not good.
Five
and a ghost.
Yeah, you're gonna because he just sort of gets up and you're right there, so you do hit him. It's not gonna really do that much. He gets up and he's kind of angry. It's like, so the horse just like bucks up on its hind legs and it's gonna kick. So I'll need you and Poole to give me a dodge roll.
Yeah,
you both duck out of the way. Did you guys get in the car, I guess?
Yeah, we were heading back.
Okay, so let's say you get there, because it's not that far away. So you get there, what do you want to do?
I want to, like, kind of just, like, come out. I imagine because the horse is here, I say I want to pull up like this, just kind of come over and just slide to the...
Just, like, to the ground?
To the car.
So not to the car.
Car? What are you doing?
To the ground.
Okay, damn.
No, wait.
I think the car's a good idea.
I like this idea. I like this idea.
Your style. Yeah. Exactly, I just drag it around.
To the front of the car?
Yeah.
All right, you slime... I mean, give me a moves roll. Slime to this
Okay,
thing.
I want to use 3 brownie points just to...
Easy on the brownie points, man. It's like, I don't want you to get down to single digits again.
2 brownie points. That's right. Not bad.
That's up to you.
Mother...
It's a good roll, otherwise.
What'd you get?
20.
20? 20 and a ghost? All right, yeah, you slime tether it. You slime tether it to the front. I'll figure out what the ghost die.
You slime tether the horse to your bottom lip.
And then I'm going to tell them to get out of the car, and you guys get out, and I'm just going to try and trip it up and just keep it in one spot.
So what do you...
Were you slime tethered to a vehicle to keep it in one spot?
Yeah. Or drag it around. What do you guys want? This is...
What were you... What was your plan? It was your idea!
Well, I'm just gonna drag it around and keep it away from moving.
Just
one more pass. Put the car in reverse, and it'll knock it over.
Yeah, just back up.
Fine. Put it in reverse and knock it over.
Okay, give me your drive roll. You go in reverse. You knock it over. If you keep going, you'll drag it because it's just sort of like.
Pool starts line tethering it and it's on the ground. Quick.
As you're like, you get it, you pull back, you trip it up, so you have it, because you're going backwards and you're going away from these guys. Something catches your eye out the window, and it's one more of the knight with his lance, and he's coming for your window. So, you have two choices here basically, a drive. Pull out of the way in time, or just duck down in your seat, because this is too close.
I don't want to get the car damage. Why does everything want to hit me in the head?
Because you roll a ghost.
Because you want to hit everything in the head.
Yeah, you roll a ghost.
Okay, well, I'm going to just drive forward.
Forward? You got to throw him forward? Okay. 26? We'll say you pull forward, and his lance just clips the end of the car, but no damage is done. So like just dink, and it just
misses. So like the point misses, and like the side slides against.
Yeah, no, exactly.
Now the forge will not rearrange my teeth.
Yeah, but you drive forward enough to where you don't actually drive over the other one too. So it just because it was coming full sprint, so it stops and it comes around. So now's your time.
How heavy is this horse that ran?
It's got to weigh
the horse.
More.
The one
the new one.
He looks like he's made of stone.
Yeah, so we need to break into teams. So are Pool and Wall taking care of this new ghost?
I guess. We kind of ran around. If you guys want to hop out and catch the one that you just
Right. We need at least one person with the slime leg.
Yeah.
Then I'm going to give it the stone horseman. I'm gonna give a proton beam in the face.
Yeah, you hit him. No, actually, it's the one ghost on the ground's turn. He doesn't get up. The slime tether holds him down. The one, the bronze one. I'll say the slime tether has pulled him close enough to the car where the horse's legs and this guy, they're kicking the front of the car. It might do some damage.
Good idea. I'm gonna hop out immediately. Then I'm gonna slime him just to get him to stop kicking the car.
Okay. Yeah. You hit him, and he just gets mad, and he just starts going in for like nothing. He's no more.
Looks like we need to start doing some damage to these guys.
Can we sever the thing? Can I sever the cord from the thing?
Then give me a move if you want to reach in there without getting your hand clopped,
Clopped.
Yeah, you get in there, you can yank on the slime. He's free. He's still kind of tangled, but he's free from the car. So okay. Now Blake.
And I want to move the car out of the
way. Yeah, Blake, you're still with LaForge and Briggs.
All right, so we're at the one that's on the ground.
Yeah, you're
the bronze one.
You're with the car and the one who's like tangled up on the ground, so you can come join.
So is it time to start? Like, see if we can.
That's fine.
Let's do the Bozar.
Let's be careful of the car.
Yeah. You get him. Yeah, Boson Dart gets him.
Okay. I'm gonna follow Bjornstad's example and tag him with a Boson Dart as well.
Okay. You hit him. We'll say that when you Boson Dart him, because the impact is so hard, you just kind of doom, and he just kind of flies back, and the lance hits the Ecto One. It just takes out one of the headlights.
I'm furious now.
Yeah. This guy is down. He's smoking. He's going nowhere.
Well, he needs to slime yours to get the spirit out, right? Before you guys can capture Stream it.
Maybe. But it's down.
That's true.
We're less worried about it right now.
In the meantime, we should be looking out for a fourth.
Yeah.
Yes.
We don't want any more surprises.
Because yeah, I was nearly impaled.
Is it a...
your bows aren't ready.
Shoot that bitch in the face!
I aim my proton pack and I yell, Hadouken! And just fire a shot.
Hadouken! Yeah.
You hit him. Yeah, you hit him. He's looking rough. Not quite out yet, but he's looking rough. But now it's his turn. After you shoot him, he appears to be running for you. He is going to leap into the air and just goes clear over your heads. He starts flying. He flies above you guys and just goes off.
What did you do?
No, he goes like around some trees, like it's like running
like
Bowser style. So it disappears, but you do have this one.
Yeah, let's finish this one off.
Aren't you a good lookout?
Yeah, I am. Can I?
You can put on the goggles and like do lookout.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you want to slime the one that's on the ground?
Yeah, so I'll slime that one and then while I have a trap handy.
Yeah, you slime it.
Oh, well, if you're slime it.
You slime it. Same thing as before. This featureless figure just rises up and it's up in the air. It's on you guys now.
What's up? Blake's turn.
Yeah, it's Blake's turn.
Capture.
Alright, go for it.
Alright.
So, you get a capture. You have.
My turn?
Yeah.
Same deal.
You definitely got
12
him.
And a, yeah. 12 and a nothing.
You both got him. And go ahead and give him moves.
I'll
go. Well, I'm assuming. This is a free action.
I'll go and toss the trap.
Put the trap open. Yeah, it sucks it in.
I will throw it immediately in the mold.
Yeah, I just like toss it at Briggs.
Those two are done. You guys are like around this the Ecto One with the headlight still on.
We're looking around. I say the security guard, who I'm sure is huddling in fear.
He's pretty far away, but you can see him. He's like hiding. Yeah.
Okay. I go, hey, does this place have security cameras?
He's like, yeah, of course.
Okay, cool. Just making sure.
Because you got a 23 with your look. Yeah. You see with the goggles up through buildings because you can see like the energy. You see two large masses flying around and they're coming back your way and they're about to make a round. And sure enough, from around behind these buildings, two of them on horseback, the one stone guy, the other guy is like made of a black, like a heavy black metal. They're coming down, they're coming like a flight path. And they line you guys up. They're decently far away, so, but they come around. They line you guys up, and they're coming in.
I yell, bogeys incoming!
Yeah, basically, yeah, yeah.
Hey, Briggs, you think they can fly as well if they're attached to each other?
Nope.
You got enough skill where, I mean, they're not like this far away. They're, you know, they're coming down at you. So if you wanted to wait till the opportune moment and then slam tether them both together, you can go for that.
All right, that's what I'm gonna do. I'll go ahead and spend one more burning point.
I'm immediately gonna follow.
I just thought something really funny. It's 13.
Okay, yeah. Just as they're coming in, they're getting close into each other, and just as they're like above head level where they would be coming down on you, you guys are standing there, and they skim over your heads. Together into the ground.
Yes.
So they're down, and they try to get up, but it's complicated because they're stuck together. But
they're on a horse.
Yeah, the horses are just like it's kind of pathetic looking, but
methinks the blue knight doth ride like a maiden.
So all right, Ball's turn. You want to go for it?
There's a mess of knight and horse. I'm gonna fire a proton stream and hope I hit something.
Yeah, add the bad thing.
Yeah. Hey, that's 12.
Yeah, you hit it, because they're not going anywhere. So yeah, you hit them. Now it's Breeze's go.
Just because slime tethers have broken a lot, I'm just going to slime tether them to the ground.
You want them together or just to the ground?
Well, honestly,
tethering together sounds hilarious.
Yeah, no, dude, honestly, keep doing that. I think that's gonna have more problems.
There's eight legs there. I'm sure to hit one of those legs, and they're just gonna get completely.
No, okay, but just. Okay, yeah. So, well, yeah, wherever you want to hit.
Okay, that. I mean, I'm just gonna shoot it between their legs and watch.
Just hoping it'll just.
Yeah. Hit them. So do I roll from
the? Yeah, just again? Just moves. Tana Ghost. Yeah, you get it through there, but I'll. You know, so they are both attached. They're still both attached, but they roll a ghost. So for now, it is their turn. What did you roll?
Me?
That's 10.
10.
And this is 10. Both of the ghost. Okay, well, pool slime tether snaps. Your slime tether holds. Mm. But they both get up. Mm. And they both have a slime tether between them. And they run for you. And they hit you with the slime tether. So now you are stuck. You are clotheslined, but you are stuck to the slime tether. And they are pulling you. So you are between these two, one stone, one metal horse, just like, so, not looking good.
Between a rock and a hard place horse.
Yeah, you are literally between a rock and a hard place. That's their move, but now it's up to, alright, so Bjorn.
Oh god, this is gonna end so poorly. I'm so good at losing.
You can do anything you want, you don't have to fire, you can delay, right. You can do whatever. If you want to be like, no, I want to specifically hit that horse, it'll be a certain difficulty.
Just right. Fire, no, see if
there is. We keep going with the slime tether to the legs, giving them. That should be the next thing. I mean, I don't want to shoot the thing while they're carrying it.
Yeah, you can delay. You can say, somebody hit him if you want.
I don't want a proton or boson dart this guy.
Yeah,
so.
Boson to LaForge then.
Car's still running.
Yeah.
The guy that we shot, since I did some damage to his arm with the lance, mm-hmm. Is any looser since we boson darted him to crap?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, I'm going to run over and lance is made of bronze, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and it's human-sized.
It's slightly larger, but you can handle it.
Okay, so I'm just gonna, as I lift it, because it's metal, I'm just gonna wrench it free.
It's heavy.
Yeah, I understand. It's real heavy. Over my shoulder,
highest muscle ever.
Yeah. Right, I'm going to drive it handle first into the grill, like into the side of the grill, the brush guard. Mm-hmm. That already has a broken headlight.
So you just got a lance sticking out.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I'll say pool, give me a slime tether.
Yeah. You don't have to roll for it because you're right there.
So okay. Yeah, I'm holding it still.
It's on there. Yeah.
Okay, and then I'm just gonna swing into the car.
You want to get in the car?
Yeah, I don't know if I still have enough time to actually drive it, but
you don't have time to drive it just yet. But if you want to get in the car, does anyone else want to get in the car? Like, cause this is.
I'll get in the car.
Okay.
You want to get in the next one? Because you delayed your turn. So if you want to,
you're gonna be my cheerleader, like.
Yeah. So.
Yes!
I feel a lot more comfortable doing this than firing nuclear energy at them.
No, I agree. I totally understand. So, yeah, now tell me, what do you want to do exactly?
Okay, I want to aim the lance at the black metal horse.
Okay.
Hopefully, one of them stops, one of them keeps running, it'll break the slime tether, Briggs gets loose.
Okay.
I'm going to spend 3 brownie points to drive. All right. And basically, I just floor it.
20, yeah, you get him. You just you come up right up along. I'm imagining it to be from behind because Briggs, because he's looking backwards, sees the lance coming. It's just like, so you come up, you hit the black knight, the horse right in the back. No, it snaps. Yeah, it snaps. And the black knight just kind of goes off this way, it's enough. It separates.
So, like, what happens if you guys roll off?
Well, because the line snaps, you just fall. Just thunk.
I don't get dragged by the other one.
I was going to say, there were options.
The line snaps. So it's like, because you were, like, in the middle of it, and the line just snaps, you just fall. So it's not going to be attached to you.
I'm gonna hop out and go, Briggs, get in.
Okay, you want to get him to get in the car?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, I'm all about this. I want to joust.
Okay, so you get in the car. Do you want to get back in?
Because, like, the idea is, like, it snaps. I hop out and help him to his feet, and I go, get in.
Okay, you want to stay behind, or you want to get back in the
car? I want to stay behind.
Okay, so you can stay behind. Briggs is in the car. Blake is still in the car. Front passenger seat. What'd you want to do? Do you want to go after one of them?
Well, which, you said
not
Stone
referred
Knight
to as
was,
riding bows on
was,
dark.
Was weaker. Okay, I'm gonna aim the car at the Stone Knight, and I'm going to try and broadside it and just impale it.
Okay, give me your drive. You knock him, yeah, you come up, if he's like coming like this, you come like this, boom, just like the lance, thankfully, you don't do any damage to the Ecto-1. Just knock him, just fall down to the side. Now, Blake, you're in the front, you know, if you want to lean out the window and give him a good old glass, that would be a good, you can do that.
Alright, so I'll
do it.
Alright.
Drive by those.
You hit him, and he is down, not going anywhere.
Alright, let's focus on the other one.
Okay.
That was the black
stone. Metal. That was the stone.
That was the stone one. Oh, yeah. Man, I hated that guy.
You tagged him with the lance,
yeah.
The stone one?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. So he's that guy's down, and the lance, your bronze lance, is a little, like a little Looney Tunes style ding ding ding, but it's fine. But it's still functional. So if you want to look around, like
it's accordion shaped.
Yeah, the Black Knight is coming around. He's going to come broadside at the Ecto-1. Unless you want to give me your drive to get out of there.
Get out of there.
You get out of there.
Okay.
Yeah, all right, the forge.
Okay, so. Yeah, I'm going to try to, as he drives by me, I'm going to try to treat it like a shotgun blast. And just,
you hit him. No, that's,
we got some good.
You definitely hit him.
Say, king takes knight.
He takes that hit hard. He's just, but he's like, trying to regain composure after the Ecto-1.
I assume I've caught up with, at least where the forge is after all. This is
and I would say your boson has also, by now, it's back.
I'm gonna give him another boson dart.
Alright, do it. You hit him, and he's just, the forge just collapses into the dirt, just like, it's done. It's down.
Awesome.
Not going anywhere.
You don't want me on this one. Who's
I guess we'll do,
you have moves of four?
No, Briggs and
you're instead of our best for that.
Alright, so I'm gonna put the trap down next to it and go ahead and climb.
Has four.
Alright, so I go ahead and slam it.
You slam him, yeah. Turn up, same thing. Figure comes out, comes up, it's in the air. I assume you're gonna hit it. Give me moves. Whoever wants to capture it.
You're in the car, so you should probably get the
six.
Proton.
Six. Six, you get it. You get a capture stream, and yeah, Blake's there. You want to get a capture stream on that one. Yeah, you got it. One more move from both of you to get in that trap.
Yeah,
he's in. That was a good roll with both of you.
2 6s out of five.
Yeah, he's like, teamwork in there, and then beats done, full. The Black Knight is just down there.
Always triumphs.
Yeah.
How about you?
He's angry, but he
just
can't move.
Put a scratch.
So if you want to do the same thing, which one of you guys gonna go slime him?
Pool's got the proton.
Yeah,
so we can just wait till he can come over and slime him.
Yeah.
So
go ahead, slime him.
You know the drill. He comes up.
Yeah.
Who's gonna do?
Give it a go.
Yeah, you got him. No, that's enough. That's enough to get him. I mean, the trap's right there. That's pretty solid. So yeah, you get him in. And the trap's full.
All the game is quick.
Yeah, just one after another, four traps into this thing.
I'm gonna go try to find the security guard, see if he's okay.
Yeah, he comes up and he's just like, I mean...
It's the most intense hazing you've ever seen, isn't it?
Yeah.
Before we put them in the mold, can we PKE the trap to find out what we're dealing with here?
Yeah. You're able to tell that they're all basically the same kind of ghost. They're, you can classify them as a class 5 free-floating kinetic animator.
What does your book say?
We'll deal with that in a second.
Alright, so yeah, you're talking to the security guard.
I foresee tuition going up next semester.
Yeah, so,
all of this happened on camera.
Yeah, so, if, we'll just say, another car pulls up, and, this older gentleman in pajamas comes up, and he's just like, what the devil's going on here?
Dean Yeager, what's up?
He's not Dean Yeager, but he is a dean. He is a dean. He is one of the deans of the school, and he's just like, what is going on? And
hey, pleasure to meet you, sir. We're the Ghostbusters.
Yeah, and the security guard is like, these guys save the day, sir. I mean, he gives a full witness report. He speaks very favorably of you guys because you also saved his butt. Dean's just like, all right, well, I'm gonna have to bring this up at the next committee meeting and everything else. I'm gonna have to figure this out. But if what you say is true, then we're in your debt. So
thank you. It's like, well, you've got it all on footage. You can review it yourself. We also, if you get a chance, we would like copies of it.
Yeah,
I mean, it's true. Yeah. Before our records, because we can study it.
He says, if what you say is true, then yes, I'll agree. So yeah.
It's going on the Facebooks.
By the way, we did save the life of one of your students.
Yeah, you saved the life of a student, you saved the life of the security guard, and you know, you basically, there was like...
Saved our own lives.
All right, you want to give him the bill?
Yeah. I was like, well, this is kind of impromptu, you know, we didn't have a lot of time to discuss this one, and we kind of swung in. We're not going to charge you extra for the danger of doing this, but if you ever have any problems like this, we want you calling us again. However, the base bill for what we're dealing with is $24,000.
All of us just container laugh. That is how it goes.
I will say, I know that sounds like a lot, but that's less than the tuition of a single student. And we definitely saved at least one student's life tonight.
Oh, and I was almost impaled and trampled to death.
He just sort of shakes his head and is like, give me the bill. And he says, I'll bring it up at the next committee meeting.
You're like, and remember the tapes, because it's all on footage. We're not trying to blow smoke.
Yeah, the security guard, he's like, no, seriously. Give these guys what they deserve. And so the dude just like, he's too tired. And he's just like, we'll be in touch.
I need new pants, sir. These are Armani.
Number one video on YouTube. four men in well
suits. Suits.
Oh, I forgot we were in suits. Yes, this the whole time. Ghostbusters well dressed fighting the horsemen of the apocalypse. This freaking
UCF campus.
UCF campus.
So
jousting one with a giant.
Bill, dude, I tethered two out of the sky.
he just takes the bill and he just walks back to his car and just leaves and he's just too tired to deal with it because right by now it's probably like 1 a.m. So you guys pack it up, take it back to the firehouse, put in the bigger containment unit. I'm guessing hook it up, do it. That's fine. I won't say by the morning, but sort of like midday around the next day, you get a phone call from the dean's office and they say you can expect a check for $24,000. And a DVD copy of the security.
That's been edited by the film students.
It's like, has been edited.
It's a pleasure. We let him know that it's a pleasure doing business with him, and if he needs anything else, let us know.
She's all right, I'll relay that information to him.
Just
you.
Let them know in the board meeting.
She just, and then that's it.
Nina knows how to edit film.
Yeah.
You've got 3 months left. Mm-hmm.
Can she make an, like, a coherent, short version of what happened. Ghostbusters in action.
So she's like, all right, I can start cutting something together, upload it to YouTube. That's all I got. Now, is there anything anybody else wanted to do for this next day or whatever while we're
I want to research new equipment.
Thought for slime blower / tether. Is there a way that we can come up with some type of device that we can equip to the end of the slime blower that kind of combines the amount of force that would come out of the slime blower, but like in tether form to make like a net equivalent?
That may be the best idea I've heard.
That's a very good idea.
That is, yeah.
That is a very interesting idea.
You
want
to spend some time researching if that can be done?
Yes, I do. Actually, that's a phenomenal idea.
That is one of the best ideas. I didn't think of that.
Yeah.
That is fantastic.
Yeah. I got really tired of watching.
Yeah. You're just like, do-do-do-do-do. It's like, you know what? Yeah, we will look into the net technology for sure.
Then a predator eventually turns you into Swiss cheese.
All right, so on top of that, I want to... do some research using Tobin's spirit guide and such to see if there's any specific horseman style ghosts, because the ghosts themselves didn't seem to resemble anybody and they were faceless, but they knew how to become a horse, you know, they had some kind of
13.
Plus Tobin.
You basically figure out that what you were dealing with were like sort of baseline animators, just like not really poltergeists, because poltergeists would control other things. These ones like to get inside of other things. It'd be similar to like a gargoyle statue coming to life among legends. Same idea, except they will take on the traits of whatever they get inside. Now, I will say, as far as your spectral tiger goes, I'm going to allow this to be your history on a condition though. We need to retcon it to fit two things. One is that if you want to have the spectral tiger after you when you were in your 20s or whatever, that's fine. but it needs to also happen when you were younger to give you a purpose to want to be interested in supernatural things.
Okay.
The other is that it needs to be a white Siberian tiger.
That's fine.
I'm not guaranteeing anything. I'm just saying, as far as your history goes, it needs to be that.
Fine.
That's the only way I'll allow that to be your official history.
That's great.
To give you any credit.
Okay, good.
I still don't believe in...
I don't either.
Anything else anybody else want to bring up before we go on? I will say afterwards, Vicky did call you the next day because I was at late at night. She was like impressed with everything. She's like, well, if you want to go on another day, just let me know because you know I'm
I think she's impressed now. Wait, she sees this video.
Yeah. So yeah, if you want to set up another date for next time.
Yeah, definitely.
Our list of character witnesses too.
Is growing.
We've got a dean. We've got someone high up in Disney.
Also,
we've got
a detective. The gentleman.
Oh yeah, yeah. Can we go ahead and
contact the guy?
From
Occult of Veritas.
Yeah.
About Kamal's
the
all
documents
this stuff.
That we got
from him. All right, yeah. You contact him. I'll get all of his information for the next game. But he says, all right, yeah. Just go ahead and, you know, he swings by the firehouse. He picks up the manila envelope full of all the papers and stuff. He goes, yeah, I'll get back to you in a couple days. Let you know everything that's in here.
Cool. Okay.
All right. Other than that, I think we're good to go. Is that it?
That sounds good.
All right. With us.
Are you troubled by strange noises in the middle of the night?
Do you experience feelings of dread in your basement or attic?
Have you or any of your family ever seen a spook, specter, or ghost?
If the answer is yes, then don't wait another minute.
Pick up your phone and call the professionals.
Ghostbusters!
Our courteous and efficient staff is on call 24 hours a day to serve all your supernatural elimination needs at nerdyshow.com.
All Nerdy Show programs are listener-supported, so if you like what you hear, please consider clicking the support button and help us keep the EPA off our backs.
Or consider following us or The Nerdy Show on iTunes, Facebook, or Tumblr.
We're ready to believe you!